bij de auto en ik ging net bij die auto in de korte schaaf zand staan. Ik ging gewoon even praten. Ja, ja, ja.
Ik ben 57. ga maar fietsen, ik ben veel te hard. We zijn, er zitten oude mensen bij.
Ja.
Rechtsaf.
Rechtsaf.
1, 2, oeps.
Nee, gaan we door.
Oké. We zijn op de locatie.
Dieselstraat.
We zijn op locatie. Dit is de locatie. Het dorp.
We are here, village. Kijk, they're cutting up the trees. Ze zijn hier een boom aan het kappen. Dat kan helemaal niet. Het is voor de vogels.
Het is niet goed seizoen.
In het goed seizoen mogen ze niet kappen.
Nee. Oh, wat erg. Kijk nou. Hallo.
Wij zijn hier!
Oké, kom maar hier.
Hier in die stad! Hoppa!
Ja, als we gaan vertrekken weer, eerst zeg en dan even nog een minuutje mensen tijd geven. Ja. Dat hadden we net niet gedaan.
Nee, we moeten er een beetje in komen.
Ja.
Ja, we zijn online.
Ja. We zijn gearriveerd, zoals u heeft gehoord, in de Dieselstraat.
Hallo, dit is de Dieselstraat. Wie wilde wat zeggen van jullie?
Bonjour, we are here. Hallo, we are here. Wij zijn hier in de Dieselstraat. In het,
je moet het dichterbij houden.
Ik moet het dichterbij houden. Hallo, we zijn hier in de Dieselstraat. This is, we are here village. This is Ali. Ali, say hello. Ali is an old brother. Hey! Yeah. Hey, I see Murat. I see Murat. Murat heeft problemen, dat gaan we even oplossen. Kom even hier, man. Yeah. En ik zie daar een Fortune aankomen en ik heb het idee dat Galit en daar is Fadil. En dit is Mirjam en dit is Menno. En dat is, wie ben jij? Oké, Bas. En nou, we are here together to find a solution to your problem. Because I think the people who have some experience living in the city for the last 27 years, they know a bit about how the city functions and how the society functions. And I thought maybe we can help to find a solution for the problem of we are here. I don't think we are here is a problem. But we are here has a problem, and the problem is society that is not strong enough to change the system of the state. So,
one word, I just thank you everybody.
For you, take the mic, come here.
Yes. Thank you. No, I thank you everybody. 1 minute, you. Khalid, come and take a stage. Yeah, it's good.
You have to keep it very close. It's very close to the mouth so that people can understand and hear what you say. This is Khalid John, the spokesperson of We Are Here. Here, met de stad.
We are here. We are here.
You know what, really, I would like to thank everyone who participated in making this event happen, and especially Mirjam, who was busy with since beginning, and also she's part of people who are really, you know, busy supporting We Are Here. And like this, she's from First City, so this is the principle to do it, and really thank you so much. Sorry for I wasn't able to join this demonstration today because just was busy with some other things. But also, I'm so happy to get the chance or this opportunity to keep you updating with We Are Here and what's happening. We Are Here, especially at this last days and the current situation. As you know, we used to have a group of 25 women. They was on the street. They have nowhere to go, so they have a temporary place at the MKZ. And today they are able to square the house for them, so which that means.
Yes.
Thank you. So which that means, you know, can be a temporary place until the further solution, which is the city council, are busy on it now and working so hard to find a solution. But the aim of we are here is not a squatting movement. We are here as a collective of refugees gathered because of the gap that which is created in the asylum system in the Netherlands. And that gap was created by the right-wing politicians that was to discourage other refugees not to come to this country. And that point against and opposed the human rights movement, against the human dignity. That is why we ask the municipality in several locations, in so many different press releases, on so many different articles, that we need a dialogue. We're seeking dialogue with the municipalities. I mean, the part of the system whom are willing to dialogue with us, we are ready to do so until we find the solution. Because no one in this area, I think, will accept to be an experimental ground for the right-wing politician to come to practice their own theory. That is why we're against it. But also we know we can't achieve any point towards only we, for example. But by your help and through your support, by working together, hands to hands and thinking mind to mind together, put the struggle points out so we can achieve more positive results. As in, we are here in this 5.5 years, the group, through the help of the supporters and the refugees, are able to achieve 108 residents here in the Netherlands. And the same asylum procedure or some asylum cases has been rejected before, they are accepted again. But that only through the help and the support of our supporters with working together with the refugees. I believe if we target some point on working together, we'll have a solution. In these days, especially in the coming 1st of June, we have to evict, and still now there's no any plan. Before yesterday, I had a direct phone call with Groenlink. I talked to Rutger, and then I asked him, Rutger, like, for example, now the municipality are working now on solution, for example. We need to dialogue on that. But also we're facing eviction in the 1st of June. So I think that makes no sense. Like, if they work on a solution, then we have to evict again to squat another building. That's why I ask him if they can extend the eviction, for example, that will be more beneficial for us not to be in a crash again. And then he said he will come tomorrow to discuss that with us. But also we need your help and your support on that. Please, anyone who have any access, direct access to the municipality of Amsterdam, please help us and do that and make it right. That's the only way we can survive as we are here. And again, thank you so much for your coming around.
Thank you. Even heel kort, Murat, je bent hier met een actie bezig, toch? Ja. Vertel even, je moet even hier komen, die draad is niet zo gek lang, en dicht bij je mond houden.
Oké. Hallo mensen, ben ik goed verstaanbaar?
Ja.
Wat hier ook bezig is, zoals jullie gehoord hebben, moeten de vluchtelingen, krakers misschien 1 juni weg. En de laatste bewoners hier gaan 1 september weg, want dan wordt hier de boel gesloopt, komen hier hele mooie hoge flats. Alle groen verdwijnt. En zoals jullie zien zijn ze al begonnen met bomen kappen en schuttingen. En nu zijn een paar buren opgestaan.
Get.
last thing I have to ask you to do, this is purely for my own enjoyment and I hope for yours, would you sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic with me, please?
Have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching
большие города. Yes.
first couple of years of the Flying Luttenbachers was definitely a sort of punk jazz thing, maybe even concurrently with the sort of New York Knitting Factory
right.
jazz rock thing, but I wasn't really...
It's like Lounge Lizards on crack, kind of.
Yeah, or more boring, maybe. you know, well, I'm not saying we were more boring, but there was a lot of boring, what I thought was sort of boring academic music in the Knitting Factory scene. It seemed a little dry to me for the most part. I think we were coming from the point of view, well, I was directing it. It was 70s punk, no wave, free jazz. Basically, that was it.
Yeah.
And as we did the first couple of records, Destroy All Music and Constructive Destruction, that was really just the sensibility, was a punk rock, like a fusion music that was based more on punk rock than muso, Mahavishnu Orchestra type virtuosity.
Right.
We weren't the greatest technicians. We were all pretty young.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that at that point, Jeb Bishop was in the band, and I had Dylan Pose on guitar, who went on to be sort of in Cheer Accident, a bunch of things like that. And Ken Vandermark and Chad Organ and me. I don't miss the days of recording analog. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Our records were done, like all of them, were done very quickly and very crudely, mixed, maybe even... I don't think they were mixed the same day as they were recorded, but they might as well have been.
Yeah.
They were crude DIY records.
Yeah.
That we had to do because we had to do them. I like those records. They're novel to me. I can't say that I listen to them much anymore. And my writing was in a nascent stage. I had the concepts, but I hadn't quite figured out how to really dig in and write the way I wanted to. Because I didn't really have the technical skills to do it. Like, I wasn't a piano player, so I couldn't really...
But you revisited that for this Skin Graft comp, too, a bit.
Yeah, well, it's funny because the new band reminds me of a more better realized version of the 94, 95, 96 bands.
I can see that, yeah.
And it wasn't really the intention when I did this.
It's just looser and more grown up feeling.
I think there's just different goals. I just wanted Matt Nelson in the band.
Right.
He's a great saxophone
player.
Yeah,
he really is.
But I didn't really think of it like this is going to be like Destroy All Music, Flying Luttenbachers. It was totally not part of the plan. I definitely, the new album has these sort of harmelodic things on it.
Yeah.
Which is just something that we all mutually like, but I don't think we do it in an anachronistic way because... My band is so fidgety and so chaotic that we really don't lock into the grid the way that old harmelodic bands like Ornette Coleman. You know, I remember when we were rehearsing this stuff, I was like, yeah, can everyone kind of tighten up? And it never happened. Everyone's just like all over the place. So we're sort of the, if there's four DiNardo Colemans kind of thing, you know?
You almost did it with Cripple Walk.
Those things are really based on classic archetypes.
That's a really great bass line that Tim plays on that.
That's clearly an homage to Jamaldi. It's sort of my reimagining of suggesting to Tim what I want the feel to be, which is like pure Tales of Captain Black.
Yeah. Yep.
And then Sleaze Factor is really a homage to this Arthur Blythe tune called, I think it's Bush
Baby.
Which is on one of those great Columbia records.
Yeah.
Something that Lydia Lunch said about this incarnation of the band is that we seem more willing to slow things down a little bit and not have everything be as frantic as possible.
Right.
Which, obviously, there's still a lot about... the Luttenbachers has always been about aggression and franticness and intensity and stuff, but I did feel like there's more things to explore than just playing a million miles per minute the whole time.
Right.
And I thought, well... Let's play some of this harmelodic shit because we like to play it.
Some of that stuff, early years, I mean, while I appreciate it, it can get tiring. Whereas, as a listener, some of the motifs get a little bit drawn out. And I assume that at that time there wasn't as much maybe self-editing to where a 20-minute piece now, like, I can be enthralled the whole 20 minutes. I mean, which is not even a long time, but in terms of this music, sometimes it is.
The other thing that I'm really interested in with this band is what I call not taking the first ending, which is when you do an improvisation and it kind of peters out and everyone kind of automatically jumps on it and goes out.
Yeah.
I really, when we went to the studio, I told everyone to play on the long side on purpose.
Yeah.
And I said, don't worry about it. Like, don't take the first ending. Like, when you see that someone's ending their solo, let them keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like, don't take the first ending, which I think is not genius to suggest that, but I played in a lot of groups in New York where everyone always takes the first ending.
Okay, yeah.
And I just think there's something to it. When you listen to a lot of classic stuff and you listen to people who really have a soloing aesthetic that can go for a long time, they have these things where they have a bunch of endings.
Yeah.
It's not just, my solo was 30 seconds, I'm done.
Right.
You know, and I wanted to explore that a little more. Right.
Well, Matt's not a player like that at all. He has done long solo saxophone pieces and so forth, so...
I think that everyone's still finding their place in this band in terms of what they can get away with.
Right.
And I am pushing it more to sonic extremes, like not being nice about it. For example, I have to explain something about the track Epitaph. The track Epitaph, which is sort of this long, repetitive thing in the middle of the album, we did two takes of it.
Right.
The first take of it, I was sort of, there were a few minor things that I thought had to be worked out, so we did a second take. When I got it back home and started working on it, I just felt like neither take was dense enough.
Okay.
And then I realized I knew what I had to do, which is, it's both takes at once.
Right.
One in each speaker.
Right.
So
you did that with the orchestra once, too.
We double-tracked the entire track, but we didn't. It was done in post, you know, like I edited it. Honestly, the density of the free playing on that is more in my vision with a double density.
Yeah.
Like, there's a middle section in it where the drums and bass drop out, and there's sort of this tenor and guitar free-for-all.
Yeah.
It really needed to be double-tracked to get the kind of sound that I imagined in my head for
the
group.
Right, which was less spidery, yeah.
Yeah, less open and a little more about density. I'm not so concerned about, well, in any of my improvising, of acknowledging the other people's motifs
like
directly. I think it's a little late in the game to be depending on imitation in improvisation. I don't think it's relevant. I don't think there's any question that I can listen and play at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In fact, I challenge anyone to challenge me on that. I hear everything, but I'm more interested in the macrocosmos than the microcosmos sometimes. I'm more interested in the overall momentum than I am acknowledging every little accent that everyone's doing.
Right.
It's kind of like, to me, it's just carny shit. It's not really that sophisticated.
Yeah.
Another. beside me.
Visul meu de viață mi s-a împlinit. Să am băiatul ce mi-a.
contingent enseignant et régulier du service national du centre de Kouligoro. Face au drapeau, emblème de la patrie, vous avez le devoir d'assurer la défense de la patrie au prix de votre sang, de prendre conscience des obligations et sacrifices de tous ordres que peuvent vous être demandés. Enfin, de garantir le développement économique, social, politique du pays. En rejoignant dans les prochains jours vos écoles et brigades respectives, je vous exhorte, pendant et après le pré-service, à beaucoup plus de discipline, conscience, dévouement, foi en la mission, loyalisme, disponibilité, engagement tout en cultivant la passion de l'intérêt général, l'intégrité, l'équité et le goût du travail.
Yeah.